USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Three House Republicans have declared their intent to vote for impeachment when the House takes up the articles, a move expected on Wednesday. The number three Republican in the House, Liz Cheney, said Tuesday in a statement that she would vote for impeachment and claimed that the president lit the flame of the attack on the Capitol last week. She joins Representatives John Katko and Adam Kinzinger, who also publicly said they would vote for impeachment. Meanwhile, Vice President Mike Pence has told House Speaker Nancy Pelosi that he won't invoke the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump. In a letter to the Speaker, the Vice President said he does not believe it's in the best interest of the country or consistent with the Constitution. And the United States will begin to require international travelers who have tested negative for COVID before allowing entry into the country. Beginning January 26th, travelers arriving from overseas will have to test negative for the virus within 3 days of their flight to the U.S., according to new guidelines from the CDC. This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special for Mike Lindell. A standard or queen size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
At least a dozen Capitol Police officers are under investigation for their actions during last week's riot at the Capitol, while two have already been suspended. Lance Pry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Capitol Police confirm an investigation into some officers' behavior during the riot. Representative Tim Ryan, Democrat from Ohio, told reporters on Monday that two Capitol Police officers have been suspended due to their actions during the raid. One of the officers had been shown in video footage to be taking a selfie with one of the rioters, while the other had worn a Make America Great Again hat and gave directions to the intruders. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Federal prosecutors say that more than 170 people have already been charged for actions at the Capitol, and more are expected. Acting U.S. Attorney for the District of Washington, Michael Sherwin, said he expects more criminal cases to come, promising a long-term investigation into last week's unrest. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A handful of companies are making changes to their political contributions following last week's riot at the Capitol. Tim Berg has the story from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
A host of American corporations have announced they are halting donations to Republican members of Congress who on January 6 objected to certifying the Electoral College votes cast for President-elect Joe Biden. Companies such as American Express, AT&T, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Commerce Bank, Marriott, and MasterCard, to name a few. Kelsey Bolar is with the Independent Women's Forum. She says this sort of cancel culture needs to stop.
This is just the latest example of cancel culture and the great purge that we're seeing come from the left and never Trump Republicans. The media, big tech, and corporate America are all in on this. It is a very dangerous and concerning trend. It is not going to unite the country. It is going to divide us.
That audio, courtesy of Fox and Friends, from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the Boston Bruins will retire the jersey of the man who broke the NHL's color barrier. The team announced Tuesday that they will retire number 22 in honor of Willie O'Ree on February 28th before their game with the New Jersey Devils. O'Ree became the first black player in the league, suiting up for the Bruins on January 18th, 1958, and playing two seasons in Boston. O'Ree has worked with the NHL since 1998 as a diversity ambassador and was inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame in 2018. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.